creators of the Safe UT app says it could cost as much as $70 million to provide adequate mental health services in Utah schools. Republican Senator Lyle Hilliard of Logan, who chairs the State Public Education Appropriations Committee, says a report by Safe UT Committee last week has convinced him that the app is saving lives.
Just shocking, the number of kids that call on that number with very serious problems. They say that some of those workers on that phone, although they're professionals, they really have to take a break after some of those calls. And they like the calls because they can trace the calls. And many of them end up sending police to the home because the child is just on the verge of suicide.
Launched in 2016 and highly publicized last fall, Hilliard says he's more and more convinced by the efficiency of the app. According to the app creators, there were no high school-age suicides in Utah during the month of October. But Hilliard is a budget man, and with the $70 million figure looming in the back of his head, the lawmaker is suggesting block grants be used by each school to determine how to keep students safe.
And saying, you can spend this now for counselors, social workers, nurses. You can use it to make your building more safe against shooters or whatever you may want. Because some school districts already have the counselors. They've gone out ahead and have done it. So I would like to us doing more of a block grant with some criteria that they could spend it as a local wants to.
Hilliard says he hopes the Safe UT app remains as the first line of defense when it comes to mental health issues in public schools. The app provides a 24/7 crisis line call center with licensed clinicians located at the University of Utah. More information can be found at upr.org. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Danny Hayes.